That's a good song by Brother Roloff, and a good lesson for God's people to really learn and to remember that we're in a war, we're in a battle, we're in a fight. And this New World Order that is here was foretold about in Scripture. And we're going to talk about the Bilderberg organization, the Bilderberg meeting today that is going on right now as we speak. There are a bunch of disgusting, fat, and I mean, not really like their weight. I'm not talking about that really as much as I am. I don't know. I guess I'm just throwing words out there, but just I should be careful. But what I mean is they're just fat cats. You know what I mean? Disgusting fat cats that they are in control, as much as God allows them to be, of the world right now. And many of the things that you see are already controlled. Oops. Yeah, I know. Oh, you can't see me. So that thing didn't work. Hold on a second. My cheap little fix did not work for that. So we'll have to work on that. Anyway, there'll be a delay and then the screen will come on. Anyway, so there are a bunch of fat cats, and that's okay. You don't have to see me to understand this part. There are a bunch of fat cats that are out there today, and these people are controlling the world by the power of Satan. That's what they're doing. They are controlling the world by the power of Satan. And this was foretold about in Scripture. The Bible told us that this would happen, that the heathen would rage, the people would imagine a vain thing, the governments of the world would set themselves, right? Psalm 2. Why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. He that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall have them in derision. This is what's coming upon the earth. Then shall he speak unto them in his wrath and vex them in his sore displeasure. Yet if I set my king upon my holy hill of Zion, I will declare the decree. The Lord has said unto me, thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee. Here's what will break the power of the New World Order one day. It's Jesus. He's the man that will break it. Jesus will come and he will put it down. That's what he will do. Please pray for Jamie Vaughn's mother, who's in excruciating pain. She broke a bone in her pelvic area, and she's it's very bad. She's crying in a lot of pain. Please pray for her that God would give her some comfort and give the doctors wisdom in order to deal with such a thing. That's terrible. Now, one of the world's most powerful meetings is now underway in Washington, D.C. More than 120 of Europe and North America's elite from the world of politics, business, big tech, media, and academia are convening at the notoriously secretive 68th Bilderberg meeting from June 2nd to the 5th to discuss key global issues. The secretive summit of the global elite is taking place for the first time in 3 years due to the pandemic. The CEO of Pfizer, the head of the CIA, the director of the NCS, the NSC, and the VP of Facebook, the King of Holland, and the Secretary General of NATO are all secretly meeting right now behind closed doors in D.C. It's called the Bilderberg. Not a single major media outlet has reported on it. And you want to know why? Because they like secrecy. What they do in the dark. What they do, they are the rulers. They are possessed by devils. These people are. And by the way, I'm here to crush your dreams today. This is a Shattered Dreams production. Shattered Dreams Ministry production. Because I'm going to show you how Donald Trump was involved with all of these people. All Donald Trump's associates are involved. And why am I doing this? You know, I really was going to do a Bible study more than this, which we're going to get into the scriptures, obviously. But I know he works for InfoWars, Carl. I know exactly who Paul Watson is. I listen to that stuff. Maybe when you were in diapers, I don't know how old you are, but maybe when you were, I don't know. Maybe when you were in high school, sucking your thumb, Carl, I was watching that stuff, okay? Don't make me go all Alex Jones and start screaming about humanity. Don't make me do it, Carl. Don't make me go all Alex Jones on you, all right? Anyway, so these people, they're all controlled opposition. They really are. Most of them are. Definitely your government, the people that are, see, people are selected. People are selected. That's what they are. And what I think is, I'm just going to get right into this video. Before I get to really, really, I gotta do this video. Let me see if I can find this. I know I put that video in there. Let's see. Oh. I think I did. Anyway, let me see. Let's see. That's not it. We're going to get to that. That's not it. That's not it either. Let me check my secret files on the Mac. Here. Yep, this is it. Okay, hang on a second. I gotta just send this to myself. Because if I don't, I'll never get it. Isn't that interesting how that would work? Okay, no. All right, now hang on a second. Let's see here. There it is. And here it is. Now, you know, there are so many people, before we get into Bilderberg, really, there's a reason I'm doing this, because there's associates and others that are connected with this, everybody always gives Trump a complete pass on everything, and they act like he's the outsider. Well, let's see if he is the outsider. Now, this video is from CNBC. This is Trump. This is the former President Trump. And this is him partying with Jeffrey Epstein. Okay, remember he wasn't that good of friends with him. He didn't like him at all. The known pedophile, the known child trafficker, and his lady friend, child trafficker, right? Okay. This is a video of a party that they were at. And by the way, the whole phony thing about Trump I don't know. I mean, I don't think the volume's low. Are people having a hard time hearing me? I don't know. Anyway, here you go. By the way, he still dances the same way. You don't need to hear what's in the video. Just watch it. You don't have to hear any of it. So does anybody really think that Trump's not this insider? They literally took this guy and they turned him into a conservative in name only. Trump was with Epstein. Trump took his 12-year-old boy on a flight with Epstein. Do you understand? He took him on the pedophile jet. Why anybody believes that Trump was real is beyond me. It's absolutely beyond me. And the reason I'm showing you this is so you understand that he's not different. He's controlled opposition. He's controlled opposition. He's on the plane logs with Epstein. Just like Bill Clinton is on the plane. Behind closed doors, all of these people are friends. All of these people at the top are satanic. They're all Luciferian. They're all working for a one world, new world order. They're not different. He's not different. By the way, I'll show you another one. Let's see, hang on. So here's Forbes, the same article, which I can't show you a lot of the pictures of because it's not really that great, but Anyway, here's Donald Trump. Man, I like Max way better. I don't have to go through all that stuff. Oh my goodness, is that ever annoying. Anyway, this stuff's annoying. I don't ever get that on a Mac. Anyway, let's see. Here you go. There's another. There's them together. By the way, these aren't photoshopped. These are real pictures. Forbes magazine, right? Here's his wife. Here's Trump's wife. And here's Ghislaine. Here's Trump's wife again, half naked. And we'll just keep scrolling. Here's Ghislaine again here. So she's the hand. She's the mama of the whorehouse. That's who she is. Okay, that's who Ghislaine is. That's who she is. Now, why is that important? Well, because 22 people that are regulars at Bilderberg are on Jeffrey Epstein's black book list. They're in the black book. Bill Clinton, a regular. Who is Bill Clinton? Right? Bill Clinton, the ex-president of the United States. And basically, we know he's a pervert. He's no different than Donald Trump. They're no different. They play different actors. They play a different side, but the teams are all alike. It's the Hegelian dialectic. It's to get you to pick a side. I choose none. I'm sorry. I don't choose you, Pikachu. I don't choose either one of you. I think you're both devils. I think you're all devils. I think these New World Order, they all have an agenda. And Bilderberg is a meeting of all of these people together to really shape your future. And they're God haters. Some of them come under the guise of being Christian. They go to their churches. They have their little baptisms. They have their little baby baptisms. They have their little customary church visits. They do all those things. And what are they? They're running around with known traffickers of women, of young girls. That's what they're doing. Because that's who they are. That's what's in their heart. And they're wealthy. They're perverted. They are the wicked of the world, and they rule the world. That's what they do. And they have power from Satan to do what they do. So we're going to show you just who these people are some of these people. We're going to show you who these big fat cats are, right? And how they're all connected together. They all work together. They just, that's who they are. Once you get past the local level of government in that sense, when you get into the federal stuff, they do what they want to do. Plain and simple. But we need to have an understanding that the Bible foretold of these things. It's the Bible told us that these things were going to come to pass. God warned us that the governments of this world were going to do this. They're forming that beast system that is one day going to be taken completely over by the Antichrist when he shows up on the scene. They're preparing it for him now. Whatever flavor they are, it really doesn't matter. Behind closed doors, they're all satanic. That's who they are. Okay, so Let's go to here. Let's go to another one here. Let's look at, let's see. How about, let's look at some past members of Bilderberg. We'll get into the history of Bilderberg a little bit. I mean, okay. Now they're holding Bilderberg in D.C. I want you to think about that for a second. So in D.C., they're not even hiding it anymore. They're straight up in Washington, D.C., holding the Bilderberg meeting. And I'll get you to the history of Bilderberg a little bit. But let's look at some of the people that are there, right? Who stopped by in 2019? Because we're going to look at some history of people that have been there. So all these God haters come together. All these people that absolutely hate the Lord. Right? Well, look at Mike Pompeo, right? And Jared Kushner. Who is Jared Kushner? He was the son-in-law and the advisor to the President of the United States. Well, I thought President Trump was against the global elite. I thought he was against the global elite. I thought he was against all those people. He was an outsider. No, he just has connections with all these people. They're all connected together, and they go do the things that he can't do in person to keep the charade up. Because don't you find it interesting that none of these religious leaders, like, I don't know, like Rick Warren, like all these other people that are not Rick Warren, but who are the other guys that supported Trump? Paula White and the religious right, all of the religious right that supported Trump. Right? All these people never asked him a question. Hey, President Trump, why are all your advisors going to Bilderberg? Why would your advisors be going to Bilderberg? Like, what would be the reason for going to a global elite meeting behind closed doors where you talk about some pretty spooky things? Right? So back in 2019, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo headed to Europe on Thursday as part of another bid to build up support. But there's one stop en route that is sure to interest those who are more conspiratorial minded. Oh, yeah, we're those that are more because you think there's, I mean, do you actually believe there's rich, wealthy, perverted people that travel around in airplanes and kidnap young girls and enslave them into trafficking, and they're actually ruling the world? They're the head of financial companies. They're the head of the politics of every nation. They're the head of nations, and they're the most wealthiest people in the world. Yeah. Yeah. I don't think it. I have proof of it. I have proof of it. You think it's an accident that at major football games like the Super Bowl and all those other things, that there is more trafficking of young girls that come up missing than anywhere in the world at any time in the world? And you think it's strange that the most elite and powerful people in the world come to those events? You think it's strange? You don't think it's strange that Jeffrey Epstein rolled around in and ran an island of his own and trafficked young girls with rich, wealthy men that traveled all over the world with him, the most elite people? Try Alan Dershowitz. Oh, but he's a Democrat. He would never do that. Alan Dershowitz. Bill Clinton, Hillary Clinton. Bill Clinton was on it like 21 times or something like that. He was on flights with Epstein. I'll get you the exact numbers. All people that, most of these people that went to Bilderberg that were part of those groups. So you have the State Department. By the way, do you know how many Baptist churches and fundamentalist churches had Pompeo in? They have him in. Pompeo is visiting the Bilderberg meeting. And you got mega churches in America that have him in to speak? Are you kidding me? And they're all like, Trump, Trump, Trump. And it's like, but they're all sick, perverted, like pedophiles and stuff. I mean, they're all like, or they're all selling young girls into sex slavery. And nobody bothers to ask, well, what's Trump doing hanging out with? What's Trump doing hanging out with a sex trafficker? And by the way, what's the president of the United States? What's that? Like, is this weird at all? Does anybody think this is weird? Does anybody think this is weird at all? Trump comments on Ghislaine Maxwell arrest, says, I wish her well. I've met her numerous times. Sorry about
Say
the music.
I'm in to summer riches.
Ghislaine Maxwell is in prison, and so a lot of people want to know if she's going to turn in powerful people. And I know you've talked in the past about Prince Andrew, and you've criticized Bill Clinton's behavior. I'm wondering, do you feel that she's going to turn in powerful men? How do you see that working out?
I don't know. I haven't really been following it too much. I just wish her well, frankly. I've met her numerous times over the years, especially since I lived in Palm Beach, and I guess they lived in Palm Beach. But I wish her well, whatever it is. I don't know the situation with Prince Andrew. Just don't know. Not aware of it.
I wish her well, because I always wish pimps well. Wherever I go, I think it good practice. I always think it good practice to wish pimps well. I always think it's a good Christian thing to do to wish sex traffickers well. I think it rather spiritual for me to do that. And then all the other rum-dums out there, all the other fundamentalist Christians, everybody else being like, Trump's Bible, man. They had to take... I appreciate Clarence Sexton for a lot of things, but I'll tell you something. When he produced that sermon that was called Trump's Bible, he had to throw that thing offline, because that was, the whole thing was based on a lie. And he's like, I met the president and I talked to him and all this stuff. And I'm glad, but if I met him, I'd have a different conversation than you had. That's why I'd never get to meet him. And what you say, why are you focused on Trump? Because he's your hero. That's why. You're making a man out to be a hero, and people have not stopped. They've not repented of that. So here's this guy. Here's what he's doing. Let's get back to Pompeo here. The State Department has said that Pompeo is planning to briefly stop by the elite event held this year at Montreux at some point during a 3-day stay in Switzerland. He's not the only senior U.S. official visiting either. Jared Kushner, President Trump's senior advisor and son-in-law, is listed as an attendee on the meeting's website. The involvement of key Trump administration members may spark criticism from those who view the meeting as nefarious gatherings of global elite. Conspiracy theorists include a number who have publicly supported Trump have picketed the event in recent years. For example, Alex Jones, the American radio host who interviewed Trump when he was a presidential candidate in 2015, has claimed that Google planned and launched the Arab Spring at one such Bilderberg gathering. I agree with that. I think he did do that. I think they did do that. There are powerful corporate groups above government manipulating things, Jones said in 2013. I said that in 2013, and I still stick by it in 2022. I know they're still doing that. People who have attended the meeting say that there is little to these theories and that it's just a forum for honest and open debate. However, Bilderberg's long history, usually levels of secrecy, and A-list guests certainly make it an unusual event. You know, here's what you see. You see all these people working together. People are like, well, Trump's different. See, he was infiltrating the inside. Really? Well, may I remind you that on Trump's watch, they made it look like Jeffrey Epstein killed himself. Now, if you believe that the security cameras went out, and if you believe that Barr and Trump had nothing to do with that, if you believe that, you are crazy. You're not only crazy, you're gullible. And people should be careful letting you out in public by yourself. You might get into trouble. So anyway. But that's the thing. That's the thing you have to understand. Carl makes a comment, it's your right to vote, I agree. I don't ever vote, neither locally. Well, I do vote locally, and here's the reason why. Because I have to pay an enormous amount of taxes on my real estate, and if I don't vote locally, then I don't have any options in voting against their tax increases that come upon property taxes when you own property. If you rent things, you don't have to really worry about it. But when you own things, you have to worry about it because they steal from you, and they steal constantly from you. And if you don't vote in some of those local elections against some of those referendums and those other things, then you just get taken advantage of without ever being able to say anything about it. So anyway, and if you ask me, what do you believe about Epstein? I don't believe he's even dead. I don't believe that man's dead. I don't believe that man's dead. I don't at all. I don't believe Epstein's dead. How did the meeting begin? The event dates back to 1954 when a small group of powerful Europeans met with a group of influential North Americans to discuss the future of Transatlantic Liberal Alliance. The event, convened under the leadership of Prince Bernard of the Netherlands, was first held in the Bilderberg Hotel in Oosterbeek. The meeting has since occurred almost every other year in locations as far west as Lake Lanier and as far east as Istanbul. So anyway, this goes on to explain the known list of past attendees is vast. A number of them have gone on to lead nations shortly afterwards. Isn't that ironic? Look at that. Angela Merkel attended in 2005, only months before becoming the German chancellor. Well, what do you know? What do you know about that? Huh? While Bill Clinton attended in 91 and he was still governor of Arkansas and then became president of the United States. Margaret Thatcher attended at least once. It's relatively unusual for a serving U.S. Secretary of State like Pompeo to attend. though not unprecedented. Condoleezza Rice was listed as a participant in 2008. Pompeo and Kushner, the first Trump administration staffers to attend in 2017. When the event was held again in Chantilly, administration officials included the Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross and National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster. Okay. So, back in 2019, look what's going to be discussed. The meeting website lists topics for discussion this year, including China, Russia, Brexit, climate change, and sustainability. Interesting. So they're going to discuss, in 2019, they were going to discuss all these things, right? They're going to discuss everything. What's one of the major problems now, 4 years later, or 3 years later? Russia. What's another major problem? Well, they've made it out to be that one of the problems is climate change, but no, it's actually what they're doing to promote climate change that's causing it, right? Okay. Here is a list of people, right, that are attending this year's meeting. So most of these people, you and I would never know anything about, for the most part. But you know this guy, Henry Kissinger, right? The guy that sounds like he eats babies all the time. That guy, Henry Kissinger. Yeah. Yeah, he's going to be there. Sure he is. That guy is like older than dirt and he just keeps on going, man. But he, nevertheless, he will be there, won't he? Let's see. We'll give you a better list. Oh, look at this. General Petraeus. David Petraeus will be there. Who, by the way, got a pardon from Trump? Remember that? I believe that was who got the pardon. Maybe it wasn't, but I thought it was. Oh, by the way, here's another thing that you ought to know. That Epstein was cleared before and given immunity by Trump's future labor secretary. Yeah, they worked out a deal and he got out of it. And he was proven what he had done. Let's see. Christine Sinema, U.S. Senator, meeting behind closed doors in a secret meeting. An elected official in a secret meeting. How about this? Jake Sullivan, U.S. Director of National Security Council. Right? Void X says, how blessed are you to be able to talk about Trump without being called a libtard? Well, I've been called a libtard all the time. Who do you like, Hillary? You must like Hillary, don't you? Because you're talking bad about Trump. So you must have voted for Hillary, didn't you? You voted for Hillary. It's like, no, I didn't vote for either one of the stinking perverts. I think they're both a bunch of devils. Excuse me, hold on a second. Let me adjust my computer. Sold anyway. Every time I talk about Trump, you must have voted for Hillary, didn't you? You did. What do you like, Hillary? I'll bet you like Hillary, don't you? That's exactly who you like. I'm like, okay. Can we all think past third grade now and have a decent discussion about things? Probably not. Anyway, so here's another one. Jake Sullivan, National Secretary Council. Why are people that are working for the federal government, that work for us, why are they at secret meetings that they're not allowed to talk about concerning us? Right? How about Peter Thiel? Now, Peter Thiel was the co-founder of PayPal. Peter Thiel is working with Trump to get other conservatives elected. Peter Thiel is a raging sodomite. Donald Trump and Peter Thiel work together to the tune of millions upon millions of dollars to insert themselves and their influence into elections all over the country. So here's the thing about that that's a little bit interesting. Everybody talks about them not being part of that, Trump not being part of the New World Order. Peter Thiel is hanging out at Bilderberg. We know who Peter Thiel is. He's the guy that pushed for Trump to be reelected and all kinds of other things, along with that other weirdo, Grinnell, and all those other people. So just so you know, they're all the same. They're all working together. That's who they are. They're all satanic at the top. They all worship Lucifer at the top. That's what you have to understand. That's who they are. I thought it was interesting that years gone by, I want to show you something else about Bilderberg that I think is interesting, right? Let's see. Let's see, hang on. Maybe it's that one. Nope, that's the one I just had. That's not the one before. Let's go. Okay, here we go. Okay, so one of these had the agenda. Chairman of the Steering Committee of Bilderberg Meetings, Prince Bernard Lippe-Bisterfield. Great. Alec Douglas Holm, Baron of the Home of Hirsel. Sounds like a devil. Walter Scheel. President of Germany. Peter Carrington, 6th Baron of the Carringtons. All right, so all these famous people here. Oh, all these conspiracy theories. Now, let's see. I think a better page is WikiSpook. Let's see. Let's go there. There we go. All right. So let's look at some of the agendas, right? Look at some of the agendas that were part of this. I want to go back to 2018. I think it was. Let me see if it's on here. Oh, I think it's 19 maybe. Let's see. I think it's 19. Here's what they were going to cover in 2019. Here's their agenda: a stable strategic order. Oh. What's next for Europe? Climate change and sustainability. China, Russia, the future of capitalism, Brexit, the ethics of artificial intelligence. the weaponization of social media, the importance of space, cyber threats. Look who was there in 2019. Look who they are planning to use. There you go. Huh. I mean, it's almost like they're planning this. Like they have it set up. Yeah. Member of the Council of Foreign Relations? Oh, really? Nah. All of these people are influential people. All connected to major pedophiles. All connected to Epstein's Island. Not all. Many of them, I should say. Not all. Many of them. Connected together with those men and with those people. Lily Gruber, multi-Bilderberger Italian journalist. In 2021, she wants mandatory COVID vaccines. Oh. See, these are all people that have deep connections. U.S. banker, Bilderberg Steering Committee. Special Representative of the United Nations, Secretary General for the International Migration. Pentagon's top war gamer, right? James Baker. Not to be confused with James A. Baker. James H. Baker attended the 2018-19 Bilderberger. Well, that's interesting, isn't it? So, at these meetings, they prepare your world leaders. Take, for instance, Justin Trudeau's father. Justin Trudeau's father, he's the recent commie that just decided to take Canada's guns away. Okay. Justin Trudeau has been to Bilderberg. His father was a main player in Bilderberg. And he had the automatic anointing to take over the nation. So this is who these people are. It's not an accident. And it's not an accident these people hate God. That's who they are. They really do hate God. They're angry people that hate God. And they war against the Lord. And they hate the sovereignty of the United States of America. They hate any bit of sovereignty that anybody has. Freedom of religion, they hate that. Right? All the major... Look what they covered in the agenda here in 2016. Current events, China, Europe, migration, Russia, U.S. political landscape, economy, growth, debt reform, cybersecurity, geopolitics and energy, precariat and middle class technological innovations. Basically, what are your plans? These are the people, along with like Bill Gates, who is like a number one sponsor of these New World Order groups, right? He's involved. He's a big money maker. That's who he is. And that's who these guys are. And that's what they do. That's their business. That's what they do. Now, what's the Word of God say about it? Well, The Bible speaks a lot about the merchants of the earth, doesn't it? Turn to Revelation chapter 18. We know in Revelation chapter 13, which we've studied a lot, we know that in Revelation chapter 13, that beast system is in complete control of both religious, temporal, and financial. For all nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication, and the kings of the earth have committed fornication with her. And the merchants of the earth are waxed rich to the abundance of her delicacies. So this beast system is going to make a lot of people rich. Do you see how many billionaires have come during this pandemic? Let's look at that real quick. Look at this. A new billionaire has been minted nearly every day during the pandemic. See, this was the major transfer of wealth through it all. A new billionaire. Yes, Klaus Schwab is part of the Bilderberg meeting too. He didn't go to this year's, I don't think, but he went to years in past. Klaus Schwab has been a part of that. It's a redistribution of wealth. It's a great reset. That's the goal. That's what they're doing. So you have influential senators. You have people in charge of national security. You have all these people that come together and they're working in these meetings together and they're working against you. They're working against the God of the Bible. They have decided that they will form a new world order. And the merchants of the earth shall weep and mourn over her, for no man buyeth their merchandise anymore. There is coming a day when it's going to be destroyed. But that great city Babylon, that mighty city, that's what they're building. They're building the beast. They're going to use the most innovative people from AI technology. Why do you think they're trying to get rid of money so badly? And they've changed. Do you know what happened to me the other day? I'm trying to ship something back to somebody that I bought something from and it didn't work out. So I'm trying to ship that back. And there's just no personalness to anything anymore. Everything, like I couldn't find anybody to print a label out there. I didn't have a UPS store near here, but all the other depots and all the other little places have nothing. They want you to do it all privately at home, print everything at home, do everything at home, work out everything at home, and they don't have to do minimal of anything. There's nobody that wants to work. Did you know that as we speak, right now, as we speak, there are 40% increase. There's a 40% increase. I'll show you. It's being done on purpose. Here it is, right here. Check it out. This is part of the Great Reset. That's what all this is about. Look, robot orders increase 40% in first quarter as desperate employers seek relief from labor shortages, reports say. Robot orders increase 40%. We are living in WALL-E. There's going to be a bunch of just overweight, obese Americans that robots are running around doing all the work for. Robot orders increased 40% in the first quarter of 2022 as business seeks solutions to labor crisis. The robot industry is now valued at $1.6 billion, according to Wall Street Journal. You're going to displace human workers. They paid them to stay home. They paid them not to work. Why? So they could replace it with automation. That's why. That's exactly what they're doing. And it's part of it. They totally destroyed the economy. They broke it all down so they could reset it and build it the way they wanted to around a complete and utter new world order. That's what. That's what they're doing. That's exactly what they're doing. So then you have the head of all these companies like Pfizer. You have government instituting inoculations and everything else. You have all these things happening now. It is part of, but is it a conspiracy? Or is it this, or yes. And people say, Pastor, how could all these people work together? Like, I don't understand. Okay. So behind closed doors, when they're around or in front of everybody in public, they're all against each other. None of them like each other, right? Behind closed doors, they're all high-fiving each other, sleeping with hookers, trafficking women and children, being the global elite that run and take over, all the mom-and-pop businesses being destroyed, nobody can find workers, they got to close down their businesses. It's being done on purpose. And these meetings are all precursors. When all these people meet, there ought not be one United States senator or employee of the federal government that should ever be allowed to meet in secret with those meetings ever. But see, that's who they are. And they have the merchants of the earth that work with them. They have government that works with, they have that Revelation 13 beast forming where they tie up the finances, they tie up the physical, they tie up the spiritual in their mind. And they set it all up for a mark and the merging of that AI. This is all connected. That Bilderberg meeting, Klaus Schwab's World Economic Forum that we talked about a few weeks ago, all of these meetings are designed to do that very thing. That's who they are. They train the future world leaders to do what they do. Just like Trump was trained to do what he did. It was planned. Just like Obama was trained in a CIA camp. He lived in this like CIA bubble, basically, where his parents were informants for the CIA, and his mom was just nothing but a CIA whore. That's what they do. None of these people are your friends. None of these people are to be trusted. They're rabidly antichrist and corrupt. And they're pressing towards their mark, Novus Ordis Seclorum, the capstone. Yeah, we haven't even talked about. Somebody asked me, "How come the Pope isn't on any of those logs?" Well, because the Pope can fly into any country he wants to with perfect immunity, and he doesn't have to do anything. He runs his own government. He rules the world from his papal throne, and a lot of people don't believe that. No, it's the Jews. They're really in charge of everything. Really? You really believe that? You really believe a nation that didn't have a nation up until 40 years ago, they were in charge of everything. Yeah. I believe what the Bible says. When the Jews said, we have no king but Caesar. They asked Obama about it when Obama was president. You can go find the records on it. They asked Obama. They asked him, can the Pope be tried for these child pedophilia scandals over here and all these other things? He said, nope, the Pope has immunity. Pope can't be tried. He has immunity wherever he goes. He's the only head of a religious state and the head of a government. That's him. By the way, the Roman Catholic Pope, the papacy, runs the largest pedophilia ring in the world and the largest trafficking ring in the world and the largest espionage ring in the world. And they have financial arms in Israel. They have financial arms in the United States. They have a military-industrial complex. All of that together. Which, by the way, the Bible foretold that that would happen. If you remember right, the Bible told us, God's word told us that these things would come to pass. They would happen. That there would be this new world order that would take over. There would be this one world government that would take over. Revelation chapter 13. 2 Thessalonians says, even him whose coming is after the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders. See, Satan's kingdom gathered together is designed to take over the world. The Bible calls Satan the god of this world. Let's look at scripture. Here it is. In whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. See, they're blinded. They're blinded by sin. They're blinded by wickedness. They're blinded by hate. Yep, Shimon Peres made a deal with them. That's right. Sold the rights to the Pope to own the Temple Mount for a peace treaty, the Oslo Accord, right? That's exactly what it's about. Anyway, so you see that Satan runs this world government. He is the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. The question that I'm asked about that by people is this. How can all these people that are so incompetent all work together? Well, because they have help. They have devils. And the devils help them. Satan is the god of this world. That's what happens. He gives them power. And they work together. Here's Jeffrey Epstein's black book. There's some interesting names in here. Naomi Campbell, a model, a supermodel. Alan Dershowitz. Huh. Alan Dershowitz. Right? Well, he's a Democrat. Yeah. Yeah, he is. Tom Pritzker of the Chicago Pritzker family. There's a Governor Pritzker now. Not the same man, but same family. How about that actor that's being charged with fornication and everything else of young men? American actor flew around the world together with Bill Clinton on Jeffrey Epstein's plane. Donald Trump. Chris Tucker. How about 22 names that were on Bilderberg that was in Jeffrey Epstein's book? Right? How about Tony Blair? Interesting. John Kerry. Henry Kissinger. What? Not that old gross dude. He wouldn't be there. Rupert Murdoch? Not Fox News. No way. Not Fox News. Huh. Bill Richardson, U.S. Bilderberger who went to Myanmar in 2021 to speed up the delivery of COVID-19 vaccines from the COVAX facility to Myanmar to help mitigate a possible fourth wave of COVID-19. No way. David Rockefeller? Nah. He only attended 50 meetings. What? Charlie Rose? So you mean they have people... Wait a minute. Are you saying they have, like, journalists and media? Yeah. They... Rupert Murdoch, the owner of Fox News. No, that's not Tucker Carlson. It's Chris Tucker. So those people would work. Those people were caught. Wow. They're on the flight logs. Yeah. Yeah, they are. Huh. Let's see here. Keep going to the wrong one. Hold on. Here we go. Lolita Express passengers. This is a list of the most unique names in Epstein's flight logs. Well, of course, Jeffrey Epstein was on there 830 times. Ghislaine Maxwell was on there 400 times. Interesting list, huh? At least four names from the Bilderbergs flew on the Lolita Express. Right? No, Will Smith slapped Chris Rock. man, Aaron, you really do not have your black guys down good. You don't even know who your black stars are, man. You keep mixing everybody up. Let's see. Bill Clinton, Bilderberg, 1991, Lynn Foster, Larry Summers. So all these people, they were, and 42 of them we already covered were on the flight logs. So anyway, so there you have those lists and that group of people. Things are not as they seem when it comes to these people, but they tend to just make the, what they do is they tend to present them differently so people will accept that. So people will believe it. By the way, some of those people say a lot of truth. Tucker Carlson says a lot of truth. Do I trust him? No. I think he says a lot of things that are correct, but I don't trust him. Right? Why would I? I don't have any reason to trust them, right? So, I mean, you have a group of these people, you have all these people that are connected. So what are they doing? Like, what are they going to do? What's their goal at Bilderberg? What would their goal be? To shape the world. That's what they're doing. That's what they're doing. Their goal is the Antichrist kingdom, is total world domination. They want to shape the world. Right? That's the reason they do what they do. Every year they have an agenda, right? Every year. Henry Kissinger, who's an out-and-out New World Order lackey. Peter Thiel. Guys that were at the Republican National Convention. Right? Look what he calls himself, a Christian. He's a sodomite. He's not a Christian. His interests, life extension, technology, transhumanism, parabiosis. Peter Thiel's not a Christian. He's not. Those people are not Christians. A German-American billionaire, venture capitalist, political activist. His interests are artificial intelligence, life extension. I don't even know what that is. Here's his religious views. Self-described Christian and promoter of Renard Gard's Christian anthropology. Right? He married his longtime partner, Matt Danzizin. Wait a minute. That's not a Christian. Oh. It is in their world, right? That's a Christian to them. Somebody that does that, that's a Christian. It's not. At all, period. They're not Christians. They are Antichrist. In November 2011, the Thiel Foundation announced the creation of Breakout Labs, a grant-making program intended to fill the funding gap that exists for innovative research outside the confines of an academic institution. These people all have a goal. What is their goal? Their goal is the Antichrist agenda. That's their goal. Right? Rupert Murdoch, same thing. That's who these people are. That's what they do. Right? So in other words, basically, all these bigwigs and actors. So let me ask you a question. What do you think actors, financial billionaires, political movers and shakers, media types, all come together to figure out how they're going to influence you? That's what they do. That's what they're doing. So why am I bringing this to you? Well, I think it's interesting, number one, but I think you got to have the answer for people. All these people are against everything that you and I stand for. And the secret ones that act like they're not are men like Trump, who promoted the homosexual agenda and the transgender, the LGBTQ agenda more than any other president. He got away with doing more than any other president. He turned the Republican Party completely. He basically made the Republican Party come out of the closet. That's what he did. He brought them out of the closet. That's what he did. People say, well, Bill Clinton was on Epstein Island and he's a pervert. Well, so was Donald Trump. So was Alan Dershowitz, who defended Trump in his impeachment trial, by the way. So all of these people are working together. All of them. Bilderberg 2012. Were Mitt Romney and Bill Gates there? Good question. Four eyewitnesses on the hotel staff told me Willard Mitt Romney was here at Bilderberg. I don't know if he was or not. But guess what? They never wanted Mitt Romney to be president. So, who's at these meetings? All of them. All those list of participants, all the most famous people ever. All the nations represented, all Prince Charles, Prince of Wales, Prince Philip, Duke of Edinburgh, who's just passed away. What's he doing there? Well, the Queen can't show up there, so he's got a Juan Carlos of Spain, who was good friends with George Bush. So why are all these people meeting behind closed doors talking about how they're going to shape the future? You mean like how they're going to plan things? Yeah. and how political people, people in major power play positions end up at this meeting, and then they end up being presidents of the United States. Then they end up being high level informants, high level people. Or they end up being in high level positions of government. People that have no their policies knowingly. And then you have the more private people that show up at these meetings, right? Psalm 146, verse 3. Put not your trust in princes, nor in the Son of Man, in whom there is no help. Now that Son of Man is the lowercase. He's talking about just mankind. He's not talking about, obviously, the Son of Man, who's Jesus. But Psalm 146 says, put not your trust in princes. Why? They're a bunch of liars. The next king of England, he's a huge climate change promoter. His brother was caught with Epstein. He admitted being with Epstein on Epstein's island, sleeping with the underage girl. Right? These are not good people. Ghislaine Maxwell, not a good person that Trump says, oh, I wish her well. Really? See, you see what I mean? All of these people are wicked people that hate God. And you better stop trusting in these political leaders. You better stop putting your hope in there, and you better realize that all of this was planned. Remember, who shut the country down? Trump. He did. Who allowed the economy to tank the way it did? Trump did. It was on his watch. Remember when oil dipped to a negative number? Well, now you're paying for it right now. You're paying for all that food and all that oil and all that stuff that they wasted and they threw away. Danielle, what are you asking videos for? Of what? Have any articles, pictures, and or videos of what? You have to be more specific, so I knew exactly what you were looking for. But these people have all worked together for a very long time. They're all in their private clubs together. Here's another example of that. Hang on a second.
Hillary accidentally bumped into me, and she very civilly said, pardon me. This is the first time ever, that Hillary is sitting down and speaking to major corporate leaders and not getting paid for it. The media is even more biased this year than ever before, ever. Michelle Obama gives a speech, and everyone loves it. It's fantastic. They think she's absolutely great.
my wife Melania, gives the exact same speech. And people get on her case. I wasn't really sure if Hillary was going to be here tonight, because I guess you didn't send her invitation by email. Or maybe you did, and she just found out about it through the wonder of WikiLeaks. Hillary believes that it's vital to deceive the people by having one public policy and a totally different policy in private. For example, here she is tonight in public pretending not to hate Catholics.
It's amazing I'm up here after Donald. I didn't think he'd be okay with a peaceful transition of power. And Donald, after listening to your speech, I will also enjoy listening to Mike Pence deny that you ever gave it. Donald looks at the Statue of Liberty and sees a four. Maybe a five if she loses the torch and tablet and changes her hair. But every year, this dinner brings together a collection of sensible, committed, mainstream Republicans, or as we now like to call them, Hillary supporters. And look, I gotta tell you, I am so flattered that Donald thought I used some sort of performance enhancer. Now, actually, I did. It's called preparation.
Okay, so if you were really enemies with somebody and you really didn't agree with them, there's no way in the world that you would do that. You just wouldn't. But when you're paid to do what you do and you're actors and you're following a script, well, that's what you do. By the way, look who's in the middle of them. The Archbishop. Look who's part of that dinner, right? Look who's part of those things. And then you understand that it's all a game being played. It's all one side. They all work for the same people, right? You saw in the back Rudy Giuliani. You saw all the players. Listen, here's how it works. No one ever really goes to jail, those people. They always act like they're enemies with each other and they're going to do something to each other and they never end up doing anything. Why? Well, because they're all really working together. No one's going to put Trump in jail. No one's going to put any of those associates in jail, just like no one was going to put Hillary in jail. No one was going to do anything, right? It wasn't going to happen because they're all on the same team. And the question you have to really ask yourself is, well, whose team am I on? Who is on the Lord's side? Because that's the real question, whether you and I are going to get stuck in the Hegelian dialectic and be bouncing back and forth between these people, or we're going to just keep our nose to the grindstone and serve the Lord Jesus Christ and preach the Bible and share the gospel with the lost and dying world and realize that all these people, they're just going to work together and they're going to do what they want to do. And not put our trust in these people. Oh, yeah, I have proof that Trump openly... Oh, yeah. See. Let's see if I can find it. Let me go to video. Here it is.
As your president, I will do everything in my power to protect our LGBTQ citizens from the violence and oppression of a hateful foreign ideology. Believe me. And I have to say, as a Republican, it is so nice to hear you cheering for what I just said. Thank you.
Thank you. Oh, and who could forget about this one? Let me see if I can find it now. Probably won't be able to find it that easy. What do you mean I never backed it up with anything? I've showed this video like at least 10 times. See if I can find it. Oh, I know how to find it. See, I know it's on Twitter. Let's see. See if I can find it. Let's see. Let's see. I'm trying to find it. Hang on. See if I can find it here. It'd be way back, so might be hard to find. Let's see. see. I always do like to prove stuff. I hate not being able to prove stuff, so I'm trying to find it. Especially when somebody asks me.
President Trump is the most pro-gay president in American history. I can prove it. My name is Rick Grenell. I'm America's first openly gay cabinet member. As a United States senator, Joe Biden said gay people couldn't receive security clearances because we would be a security risk. Joe must have been terrified when Donald Trump appointed me as acting director of national intelligence. The fact that I'm gay didn't even faze Donald Trump. Joe Biden certainly didn't congratulate the appointment or even acknowledge it, but his silence was deafening. President Trump has done more to advance the rights of gays and lesbians in 3 years than Joe Biden did in 40 plus years in Washington. For four decades, Joe Biden has attacked the LGBT community. As a U.S. Senator, Biden supported Don't Ask, Don't Tell and the Defense of Marriage Act. Biden voted to cut off federal funds to any school that teaches acceptance of homosexuality. Biden said again and again that he was against marriage equality.
Senator, do you support gay marriage?
No.
Marriage is between a man and a woman.
And now? Well, now that we've made progress, Joe Biden has changed his mind. I know firsthand that President Trump is the strongest ally that gay Americans have ever had in the White House. Donald Trump is the first president in American history to be pro-gay marriage from his first day in office. President Trump knew I was gay when he appointed me to one of the most prestigious and powerful ambassadorships in the world. As ambassador to Germany, President Trump fully supported our fight to crush the homophobic and barbaric Islamic terrorist organization Hezbollah, and the Iranian regime that supports them. While President Trump was denying the homophobic regime money, the Obama-Biden team was giving them billions of dollars. Joe Biden not only admits it, he says he'll do it again if elected president.
I would reinstate the Iran nuclear deal.
President Trump began a historic campaign to decriminalize homosexuality around the globe at the United Nations, where he publicly challenged the 69 countries who make being gay a crime to change their laws.
My administration is working with other nations to stop criminalizing of homosexuality.
Gays and lesbians can be put to death in 9 countries just for being who we are. So why did Joe Biden fail to make this issue a priority in his more than 40 years in Washington? He's never answered this question. This is why I believe we need President Trump in office for another 4 years. And I'm certainly not the only one. There are millions of patriotic gay Americans who are sick of being told to sit down and shut up by those who want to control us. Those who are afraid of our voice. Those who want to keep equality a partisan issue. They tell us our opinions don't matter because we don't subscribe to their groupthink. They try and bully us into silence. But in my experience, proud gay people don't like to be silent. They like to be loud. Yesterday's champions of diversity are today's intolerance. Well, I love this country, and I'm not going to be silent. There are tens of thousands of gay conservatives just like me who also won't be silent. Gay people don't have to vote Democrat because Donald Trump is the most pro-gay president in American history.
Wow, that was gay. All right. So anyway, so you asked for proof. There's your proof. You got it. And there's more where that came from, I am sure. Now, this whole world is ran by Antichrist. The Bible says that as we steamroll down through to eternity, that it's going to come to a head. And the Bible foretold of all these things that they would come to pass, that this world would wax worse and worse. The question you have to ask yourself is, do we follow the Lord and his system from the scriptures, or are we going to trust in this world? Are we going to trust in the people of this world? I've played that clip probably 10 times in the last 2 years. Right? So, anyway, but that's okay. If you haven't seen it, now you have. So, all of the players are chosen. That's why with an election, you had Trump or Biden. They were both chosen. You had Hillary or Trump. They were both selected. So you would choose one out of the other. And they played a game. Trump wasn't supposed to win the first election, and he did. He was supposed to win the second election, and he didn't. That's the mind games that they play. So, anyway, but so what's my point? My point is that you and I, we have the scriptures to warn us. Is there a new world order cabal that is set up that is based on financial, spiritual, governmental control, and health control? Yes. And artificial intelligence, and yeah, they're all connected. And they're working towards the beast system. They are building the beast. That is what they are doing. And you and I have a responsibility to be wise as serpents and harmless as doves. Matthew 24 tells us what the world is going to be like before the Son of Man comes. There's going to be wars and rumors of wars. There's going to be famines and pestilences, right? Jesus answered and said to them, take heed that no man deceive you, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in diverse places. All these are the beginning of sorrows. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. And many false prophets shall rise, and shall deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached unto all the world, in all the world, for a witness unto all nations. And then shall the end come. So you and I are to preach the Bible. You and I are to preach the Word of God and warn sinners to flee from the wrath to come. Warn them that we have the answer. We do know that there's an Antichrist beast system that's forming. We do know that all these mass shootings and all these other things that are taking place are taking place for a reason. People are cracking under pressure. And this is not the end. But these are the rumors, the wars and the rumors of wars. This is the rise of the Antichrist kingdom. And it's here. And there are many players in the game. They are religious players, false prophets. There are financial players. They are the merchants of the earth that we see in Revelation 18. Right? They are the merchants of the earth that are working together. They are the artificial intelligence Elon Musk types. They are all working this kingdom together. Bilderberg is just one aspect of it, but it is an aspect of the New World Order. It absolutely is. Just like the World Economic Forum is the same thing. That's who they are. That's what they do. That is exactly what's coming. We know it. And we have to be prepared for it. We have to understand it. This is the direction that everything is heading in. So knowing, right? Knowing and understanding these things, that these people are all on the same team. If you're for Christ, then you're against these things. If you're for Christ. In secret or in public, you're for Christ. You're not against him. All heading to that final war that's going to happen. All right. Well, anybody, anyway, I'll tell you what. I will, play a song here. And if anybody has any questions or want to make some comments or something like that, we'll give you the opportunity to do that right now here. If you want to say hi, maybe this is the first time you've been listening and you just want to say hi and all that, we'll give you the opportunity to do that for sure. Let's see here. Let's see if we can find good songs here.
What a fellowship, what a joy divine, leaning on the everlasting arms. What a blessedness, what a peace is mine, leaning on the everlasting arms. Leaning on Jesus, leaning on Jesus, safe and secure from all alarms. Leaning on Jesus, leaning on Jesus, leaning on the everlasting arms. Oh, how sweet to walk in this pilgrim way, leaning on the everlasting arms. Oh, how bright the path grows from day to day, leaning on the everlasting arms. Leaning on Jesus, leaning on Jesus, safe and secure from all alarms. Leaning on Jesus, leaning on Jesus, leaning on the everlasting arms. What have I to dread? What have I to fear? Leaning on the everlasting arms. I have blessed peace with my Lord so near. Leaning on the everlasting arms. Leaning on Jesus, leaning on Jesus, safe and secure from all alarms. Leaning on Jesus, leaning on Jesus, leaning on the everlasting arms.
Okay, let's take some questions here. What do we have here? Danielle says, no duh, Carl. I was talking about what practical things we could do about it. Danielle, you crack me up. I like saying no duh and stuff like that to Carl, too. He's kind of like your favorite. He's kind of like a guy's favorite booger to pick. He really is. Anyway, let's see here. What can we do practically? We can get that Bible out and live that book. That's what we can do, and we can trust the Lord. Let's see. Nadia Grace says, Becca, I missed some of this video. Also, I will do the same. All right. Well, good. Joe Goosens, hope you're doing well. Christina Turner, hope you're doing well. Becca joined late. All right. Carl Winters, are you going to do a video on Charismania soon? Probably. I'm going to start doing 3 videos a week. Lord willing, you pray for me. I'd like to do that. I'd like to have 1 Bible study a week and then 2 current affairs, New World Order teaching, things of that nature to help people understand. Let's see. Is there a compilation of Trump's speeches like those? Clearly shows his politics. Oh, I'm sure there's lots of them out there. Stephen L., been quite a while since I've been able to be on a stream. Nice to see familiar names here. Hey, Stephen, how are you, man? How's everything going? Hope you're doing well. Sue 7, Pastor, keeping you and the brothers in prayer for your street preaching tomorrow, which reminds me I should talk about. Yes, off topic. Is that okay? Just wanted to ask your stance on self-defense for a Christian. I'm so confused about it, and so is my husband. Nadia, I believe that self-defense of the weak is a biblical principle that God teaches. I believe we ought to support the weak. We ought to protect the weak. I'm not really so much worried about protecting myself, but I can't feed my family if I get killed because I let somebody kill me and don't stop them, right? So I believe that you ought to defend yourself and defend the weak. And I think you ought to pray to God that you never have to. And we ought to have the mindset never to want to harm anyone and never to be the aggressors. You know, we should always want to be those people that avoid confrontation. I always try to avoid and de-escalate confrontation when it comes to physical things. Try to calm people down. If they want to be a tough guy, that's okay. You can be the tough guy. I'll be the wimp. That's fine. It's okay. God knows our hearts, and that's what we need to do. We need to. We don't try to be violent with anybody. So that's what I believe the scriptures teach. My friend Jim did a teaching on self-defense as well and talked about that. Will you provide times of your online? Yes, Kelly. I need to get more organized. Brother Andrew and I need to sit down and do some research. I want Brother Andrew to come in and do a broadcast with me. We're going to try to do that once a month. We want to do a broadcast together. I want to have... So we're going to be developing the platform. So you pray for us that we do that. And I would definitely like to get things better organized. So I do believe in self-defense. I do believe the scriptures teach self-defense, but not aggression. We should not be aggressive. God's people should never be aggressive in physical violence. It should only be a protection. And you should do all you can do to preserve life and all you can do to de-escalate a situation. You should never be found as an aggressor. You should always be found as a defender of life. And that includes the person that's there that would be violent. So you and I have to have the right spirit. If our hearts are that, then we should be. That's a good, Danielle, I think that's a good viewpoint. She says, well, yeah, Carl, but I have family members that have to live in this world, so I think we should also have some practical advice for them. I think that's right. I think we should have. We ought to be as practical as we can be to help others. I agree with that. Well, David Ickes is my friend, and I've known him for many years. David Ickes has been through a lot of things. Years ago, there was a terrible church plant where a church split where he lost a lot of good brothers and sisters in Christ, and he's been through a lot of things. And he's a good man. He's a faithful man. And I think people misunderstand him sometimes. I really do. I think if you got to know him, you'd realize that. Him and I differ on things, and I'm very plain on the things I differ with him about, and he knows that. But he's my friend, and I appreciate it. He stuck by me when everybody ditched me. When the multitude of people out there threw me under the bus, he didn't. He was a friend to me, and he encouraged me. And I'll always be grateful for that. I believe he's a true friend. I think if you got to know him and understand him, I think you would see that. I believe that. He's a faithful man for many years. He's been a faithful man. A lot of people don't know a lot about David Ickes, but I won't say too much because personally, I don't want to do that. But I will say this: I know a lot about him, and I know he's a very kind and giving man. That's all I'm going to say about that. Sacrifices for his family and for his church. So I know that about him personally. I know that's true. I know him beyond a computer screen. And his father-in-law is a kind man, too, that preached Brother Daryl's daughter's funeral and did it for me because I asked him to do it. So he's a good man. Those men are good men. I know them. I've preached with them. I've walked beside them and with them, and I know them very well. But I also know that sometimes our personalities can just rub the wrong way with people. You know, they can. I get that. I'm like that. There's two responses that people have to me. You either love me or you hate me. There isn't really an in-between. Brother Ted Alexander told me that. He said, you either love Jason Cooley or you hate him. One of the two. But that's just the way it goes. But anyway, that's okay. God loves me, and that's got to be enough. And my family does, and I have many people that do. But I know there's a lot of people that hate my guts, too. But that's okay. I wouldn't hate them. I've had people leave this church that hate my guts, that said all kinds of lies about me and everything else. But I don't hate any of them. I don't hate them. I don't trust them, but I don't hate them. So anyway, I appreciate Brother Dan and all that he does for the Lord as well, those men. So anyway, but that's the way it goes. Well, God bless you all. Hey, listen, pray for us. We need it. Pray for us. Pray for our ministry. Pray for the work of the ministry to continue. Pray that the Lord continues to bless us. Support us through prayer. Number one, please. We would appreciate that. Number two, if God so leads you to, support our ministry through giving, if that's the Lord's will. We put a lot of time and money and effort into everything, and we'd be blessed if you did that as well. You can PayPal us at salvationpreacher@gmail.com, or you can mail us something. Here's the bottom of the screen right here. You can see that. You can see our address to mail us something. People do Apple Pay. People do Bitcoin and all those other places. And yes, prayer. Pray for us. Pray for every sermon. Pray for every tomorrow. We're going out and evangelizing the Pride in the Park. We are going to be hated there. They advertise that churches will be there. And all those churches that are there are supporting them. We are not. We are supporting them biblically with the truth. But we do not support that lifestyle. And we will be hated for it. But we will give them the truth. We will warn them to flee from the wrath to come. So anyway, God bless you all. I hope this was informative. I hope it explains a few things to you. I know there was a lot of information and all that good stuff. Next week, I think Sunday afternoon, I believe it won't be live because unless Andrew can figure out a way to do those videos live that you can hear them. If not, Monday or Tuesday, I will do a broadcast at 2:00. I might be going Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from now on. Since I'm home now, I think I'm going to do Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. It's probably what I'm going to do. Start doing again. But I'm going to teach on the dinosaurs against evolution. I'm going to teach that, and I'm going to show you all the footage. So hopefully I can do that. If I don't broadcast Sunday afternoon, it's because I'm going to show it to you here in the studio next week. Okay? Anyway, God bless you all. Man, I've been on here 2 hours and 20 minutes. I got to get off here. Praise the Lord. God bless you all. Take care. And we will definitely, Lord willing, see you tomorrow out there. I will broadcast live, Lord willing.